It was 1974. I was a recruiter for the Army for a couple of months. And that's how I actually met her, was through the process of the recruiting process at the time. They had a little deal. You'd see little postcards available, things like Reader's Digest. And they, if you had any interest in the military, they would, you'd fill one out, drop it in a box, and eventually it would end up in a recruiter's file. And what happened was her sister had asked for some information. So her, the name came up in the file. It was my job to call her. By that point, that sister had left house. There were four girls in the house. That sister had left home to go to college. She was back home on doing grad school. So I ended up talking to her instead of her sister. And again, that's trying to get her down to the office, trying to get her, because if you get them in the office, you can get them in the Army. And so I talked her into coming down to the office. I really felt like I was accomplishing something.
I didn't realize,
you know, not what I was trying to accomplish.
And anyway, like I said, the initial point for me was hearing his voice. I really liked the sound of his voice over the phone. I really shouldn't have even been home that day to even get that phone call, but I was. So I went down and talked to him for at least several hours more. I have to admit, I went down there that I wasn't really interested in joining the Army. I was much preferred to be a military civilian. But I was going to have a date with him by the time I was done talking with him, which I did manage to achieve after several hours of just talking to him. And once he figured out that I really wasn't going to enlist.
Yeah, and to make this clear, I really tried my absolute best to get her to enlist. That was my goal. You know, I took a liking to her in the meantime. She's pretty cute. And so after I'd finally been persuaded that she wasn't enlisting, I did ask her for a date. I had just bought a new truck, and it was a little unusual because this is Long Island, New York, and of course I had a four-wheel drive pickup. And I'd been in a minor fender bender a couple days before, so to even get her in the truck, and I mean, I've always done things, you know, walked her out from her house, opened the door. Well, the door didn't open really well because the fender was binding it. So as I pulled the handle, I kicked the fender so the door would clear. And she just kind of looked at that and smiled and said, cool, and got in the truck. So right off the bat, I mean, we had this redneck truck in a non-redneck area. She was cool with that, which was a lot of points in her favor. She had a nice short skirt on, so she had a difficult time getting in the truck, which didn't bother me any.
It was mini skirts, but that was ladylike.
The other problem in the truck we discovered later was, I said, I just bought it a couple of weeks before. The first time for the date, I filled the tank all the way. I wasn't into this running out of gas excuse. What I didn't realize is the previous owner had punctured the tank about a quarter way from the top. Had some tool in the back. And instead of fixing it, he body puttied it and painted it over. So didn't appear to be anything wrong. So we went in, watched the folk dance, had a great time. Come back out of the truck, it's out in the parking lot. And I opened the door. And not only can you smell the fumes, but the carpet is completely saturated in gasoline, because the body putty plug would have worked if it wasn't gasoline soluble. So I dropped most of a quarter tank of gas into the cab. So I needed to drive off. So I asked her to stand back a couple of cars because I figured if it was gonna explode, it would do it when I hit the ignition. Obviously I'm still here, it didn't explode. So, didn't explode. She got in the truck and rode home with me. Nobody in their right mind would have done that, which gave her a lot more points.
And actually, he did make a rather interesting first impression, because I moved back home to work on my master's, so I was living at home. And I'm the oldest of seven children. When he came to pick me up, they're all, you know, typical kids, they're kind of hiding behind curtains and doorways and everything else and peering out the window to see who is going to turn up to take me out on this date. And I don't know why, but he also jumped over the fence. I don't know why he didn't use the gate. But anyway,
so this
would have opened the gate and gone through it. But he didn't do that. So anyway, he definitely made an impression on the sisters and brothers who were spying behind the curtains.
They weren't all spying. Your brother Angelo was sitting on the couch reading a newspaper. It would have been really convincing had the newspaper been right side up.
It's always been entertaining being with him. He's never boring.
I hope not.